Okay, today's daf is Bab Metzia, daf Chaf Gimel. And we are on Chaf Beis and Mabez. We just had the machlokas between Rabba and Rava, relating to Krichos Bershus Arabim. So the Mishnah had said at the beginning of Eilim Metzias, back on daf Chaf Aleph, that if somebody finds bundles in the street, he could keep them, because bundles are not identifiable. It doesn't have a simen, and therefore they're able, the finder could keep them. But there was machlokas between Rabba and Rava. When does this apply? Rabba says, even a bundle that has a simen on it, you're able to keep. Why? Because simen ha'asui lidare, a simen that could get trampled and ripped off, so that's not a simen. So it's as if there's no simen there, or just because there's a physical simen, but the Bailam had Yeush, and therefore we could assume that they don't trust the simen that it will still be there, and therefore it is not called a simen. That's Rabba. Rava says no. Rava says only in a bundle that has no simen on it, but if it has a simen, so then chayav lahachris, because Rava holds that simen ha'asuli daris is a simen. The Bailam do not give up. They don't assume that automatically it will get trampled, and therefore one would have to be machris in that case. So we have the machlokas between Rabba and Rava. So now we relate it to the Mishnah about 12 lines up from the bottom on Chav Beis and Mabeis. Tanan, Krichos Bereshus Harabim Hare'elu Shalo. Krichos Bereshus Harabim Hare'elu Shalo, which again means there's no mitzvah v'shavas aveda. Even though, and in all these cases, we haven't emphasized this, but in all these cases of Hare'elu Shalo, it is interesting to assume that there's not even a suffix of, you know what, you might as well be machmer and be machris. No, one might have said that it's suffix daraisa l'chumra. Suffix mitzvah sashava saveda l'chumra. And therefore, if there's any type of chshash at all, then one should have to be machris. But the Mishnah doesn't say that. This whole perek is going through Hare'elu Shalo, Hare'elu Hachris. In almost all cases, it's one way or the other. There's no, well, we're not sure, so you might as well be Machris. Here, maybe Simen Asui Lidare sometimes is, but the Gemara doesn't say that. If you hold Lo Avi Simen, so therefore you're able to keep it. There's no suffix about this mitzvah that we would say suffix l'chumra. Okay, so that's just a ha'ara that we have to keep in mind as we go through these sugyas. So Tanan says the Mishnah, Krichos Bereshus Harabim Hare'elu Shalo, if the bundles are Bereshus Harabim, so then Hare'elu Shalo, then they can be, a person can keep them. Bereshus HaYachid, Otol Machres, but Bereshus HaYachid, then one can keep the bundle. So Hei'chidami, one has to announce. So Hei'chidami, Idel Esbehu Sibit. So what's the case of the Mishnah that there's a chilek between Bereshus Harabim and Bereshus HaYachid? Idel Esbehu Sibit, if there is no simen on them at all, then Bereshus HaYachid my Machris. Then what would you be Machris in Bereshus HaYachid? They don't have a simen. So El Olav the Isbu simen. So it must be there is a simen, and that's why if you find them in Bereshus HaYachid, one has to be Machris. V'ketani Bereshus HaRabim Hare'elu Shalo. And yet, even though it has a simen, it says in Bereshus HaRabim you're allowed to keep them. Alma, so isn't that a raya to Rabba? Alma simen asuli daris loavi simen tiyufta de Rabba. It's a kash on Rabba, and it is a raya to Rabba. So the Gemara answers no. Amar lecha Rabba, Rava. There's another way of understanding the Mishnah. La ola de lesbu simen. Really, there is no simen on the bundles. Uta ka'amrit Bereshus HaYachid my machris. So then, in Bereshus HaYachid, why would you? What would you be machris if you find it in Bereshus HaYachid? Machris makom. You'd be machris the spot where the bundles are. I found these bundles in such and such a spot. That's what would be the simen. Rabba Amar, we discussed it a little bit already, but we'll see. It says, what's the chiddush of Makom Havi Simen? If you say Makom is a Simen, the fact that I don't have to give it an identifying mark of the item itself. You might say a Simen is defined as the Chefsa itself. And you say, no, even geography could be part of the identifying features. That's how Rava would understand the Mishnah. Rabba Amar. So he's going to be Machris the Makom. I found an Aveda here, and they're going to say, oh, I lost it there, and I lost such and such there. So that might be enough of an identifying feature. We'll get back to that, right? Rashi says, well, you ask. So if you look at, let's just wait one more line, and then we'll see the Rashi. But Rabba Amar Makom lo avi simen. And Rabba says, no, Makom is not a good simen. And there, the Mishnah must be talking about a case where there is a other type of simen. To itvar makom, Rabba Amar lo avi simen, v'Rabba Amar havi simen. So it's really a double machlokas. It's a machlokas now we have whether makom is a simen or not, And the first machlokas which we had, simen ha'asili daris. So it seems to be connected. It just works out that Rava, who says that lo havi simin, simin ha'asu lidares, would not be, would be a good simin, and therefore in our Mishnah, you wouldn't be able to say that is the one that says makam is a simin. Just happens to work out, they could each have a way of reading the Mishnah. But either way, so what do you announce if you don't know the item doesn't have an identifying feature, but the placement would. So Rashi notes, Rashi says a couple of lines up from the bottom, machris makom, ve'eno machris shema ha'aveda. You're not machris the type or the name of the aveda, because after all, you know, it's a generic, doesn't have a simon on it. Ela shema makom, misha avda mimenu aveda makom ploni. I found something here. Anybody lose something here? Not asking what it was. Yavo v'yomer ma'i beid v'zeh bava omer avati sham chefetz plonis. That's all that is announced. That though, maybe we'll get back to that in a couple of minutes also. Okay, but either way, we tried Rabba and Rava, and we proved that both could read the Mishnah. So let's continue now, Tashma. Next part. Krichos b'rishas harabim, hara elu shalo, b'rishas ayachid, no telemachris. But now, the Brisa adds, we have the chiluk of krichos, as we had in the Mishnah, but now we add, v'ha alumos, if somebody has very large bundles, almim alumim, bein b'rishas harabim, bein b'rishas ayachid, no telemachris. Then you have to be machris, even if it is in b'rishas harabim. So the Gemara says, rabba hechim etaritzlav, rabba hechim etaritzlav, how do each of them learn the Brisa? So each of them will learn based on their respective shitos of what is a good simon. Rabba metaris le taimei b'simon, v'rabba metaris le taimei b'makom. As follows. Rabba metaris le taimei b'simon. Rabba again says that simon ha'asui lidareis is not a good simon, and therefore, what's the case of the Brisa? B'simon. It has a simon on it, so that's why in Rishas Yachid, it's meaningful. Krichos versus Rabban Harayu Shalom. If it's in the street, then you can keep it Mishum de Medrasa, because it gets trampled, and this is Rabashita. Rabba said the Simin Ha'asili Dares is not a good Simin. Versus Ayachid, no Telemachriz, versus Ayachid, you have to announce the Lo Medrasa, because it's not trampled off. Veha Alumos, but the big ones, Bein versus Rabban, Bein versus Ayachid, no Telemachriz, but the big ones, you have to announce anyway, Kivan, de Gabehen, Lo Medrasa. They're so big. So it's not a Simin Ha'asili Dares. It's just a simon, and therefore that's how Rabba would read the Brisa. The Rava Matari's the Taimei, and Rava would say otherwise. No. Rava said you can't learn it as a simon, because the simon Asili Darius is a good simon, so even if it's just a Rabim, you would have to announce. So how would he understand the Brisa? Bamakom. Krichos, Birshas Arabim, Hare Elu Shalo, Krichos in the street, you could keep Deminashtafa, because they get rolled from one place to another place, and therefore it is not good enough to give that simon. Birushas Ayachid Chayav Lahachris Delo Minashtafa. Birushas Ayachid, it wouldn't be rolled around, so Makom would be a good simon. Vaha Alumos, Bei Birushas Arabim, Bei Birushas Ayachid, no to Lahachris. And Alumos, either way, the large bundles, you have to be Machris, Kivan to Yakiri, since they are heavy, Rashi says, Kvedos, Lo Minashtafa, so they don't get rolled around, they're so big, and therefore Makom would be a simon in that regard. The Pnei Yeshua notes here, based on the Rashi that we just mentioned earlier, that by makom, your machr is makom, so here, what would be the hurt of saying that, you know, your machr is the makom in the general place where it was? Aflapirish Rashi de la El Shapir Aliba de Rava, Shamotzi Machris Bamaka Ploni Matsasi, Falo Marshachivis Ploni Haya, Afiluhaki Shapir Kiva de Minashtif, Lo Yuchalachris Maka Ploni Matsasi. Why? So it rolled a little bit, but you still say, I lost it in that spot. Kadesha Oved Yasimli Boa, Yedeka, Chachefet should ever be then. Why? Da Adaraba, Efshar Shaha Oved Lo Aver Meolam Bazea Makom, Shinimsa Chefet. Ela Haruach Gilgal Olame Rachok, Vimke Mitokak Lo Yasim Alibo, Lo Yasim Alibo Klau. The guy can make up a story, says the Pnei Yeshua. He'll say, oh, I lost it, and that, maybe he never went by this spot. And the bundle that he left in this spot is no longer here because it rolled to another place. So Pnei Yeshua says, even if once you have the chshash of maybe you're rolled, so then it would makom would not be able to be a good simon. Rav Moshe discusses in the Divrei Moshe how makom is how close, how small of an area does makom. What if I say, oh, I found something on a bus? Does it have to be in the third row of the bus? You know, how specific does my announcement have to be? Because after all, migalgal, how far did it roll? Argabar seems to be saying that even if it's, we don't assume it's on the other side of the city, right? It moved a little bit. So So it's in a different part of the road. So maybe Rav Moshe says in the Dibros Moshe, right? He's talking about Lenosit Siman Bekaron Rakevet or Kav Otobus. Ve'ena Yodea Lekivun Lechavein Makom Moshevo Boso Karon She'ino Simin. V'yafo Pishein Derech Bnei Adam Lasim Leiv Lekach. If somebody left something on a bus, they don't remember. Oh, I was sitting in the fourth seat. They'll remember which side of the bus, but they don't remember exactly. They remember front, back. That's about it. But even though people don't focus on it, mikol makom yish chisaron b'simin v'lo yoel lo hashiv al pi zaveta. It won't help because of this idea of an ashtafad. You see from this gemara that even if it's a little bit somewhere else, then makom already is not a simin. And therefore, unless there's something identifiable about the object that was left on the bus, so then one wouldn't have to make that announcement. Shem lo kein lo ahi ich pat lanu im nisgalgel. Mibreisha dain yuchal lachavein makomo bichlalus. It must be a little general is not good enough. Makom has to be a very exact spot. Okay. So again, Rav and Rava defended. No problem in our understanding them. So Tashba, let's continue. Kikaros shol nachto. Next line of the Mishnah. Bakery loaves. So those can be kept. Why? Because bakery loaves are all very universal, and there's no identifying feature. Everybody has from these bakeries. You don't know whose it was. Mashba, though, that if it was a private baker, right, of a private home, then they are identifiable, and you can have to be machris. Shabala bayis by time, but why? Kivan de isvu siman de made the yadia. Since they have a sim, and everybody knows, rifted the inish inishu, because people's bread, you know, look very unique. But the Mishnah doesn't make any chilukim. Veloshna birshas harabim, veloshna birshas yachin, no tilamachris. If it's kikaro shabalabais, you always have to announce, because they look very unique. So says the Gemara. Well, a minute, it's in the street. Why don't we assume that people might step on it and they might look different than originally? Alma simin hasuli dares have a simin tiyufta the Rabba, right? Simin hasuli dares is a simin, it's a tiyufta on Rabba because, right, this is the kikaros are going to get trampled and yet it's a good simin. Alma lacha Rabba hasamainu taima. There's different. Usually things that were in the street versus Rabba get trampled on, get pushed, but this is bread. This is food. And what's the rule? Hasam haynu taima mishum de'ein ma'avirin al ha'ochlin. We're not ma'avir on ochlin. What does that mean? Machlokes rishonim. Rashi and Tosfos says the word ma'avir here means pass over. V'hu avar, but we had that. Would we have that already? We had that v'hu avar lifnehem, right by the makar for over lasiyasan. So v'hu avar, he passed in front of it. Ein ma'avir al ha'ochlin. Rashi says. Ein ma'avir nala ochlin, lav lashon drisa. Ma'avir doesn't mean to trample. You'll see who says it does mean that. Lav lashon drisa hu, ela kamo, ein ma'avir nala mitzvahs. We don't pass by mitzvahs. The principle that comes up many times in our life, right? That's why we put our talus into our tefillin bag second. So we take out the talus first, because we don't want to take out the tefillin, and then put them down, and then put the talus on. Because then in that case, we wouldn't put our tefillin, we wouldn't put it down. Right? The halacha is that if you picked up your tefillin by mistake before the talus, then you put your tefillin on. Right? Ein ma'avir ala mitzvahs. The halacha of having talus before tefillin, that's lechatchila ma'alid b'kodesh, put the talus on before the tefillin. But if I picked up the tefillin first, ein ma'avir ala mitzvahs, I have to put the tefillin on. Unlike the halacha of shalyan and shalrosh. Right? We put the shalyan and shalrosh into specific sides of the tefillin bag so that if I pick up the correct one, I pick up the shalyan first. If by mistake I picked up the shalrosh first, so then I would put it down. Because that's a dinli yikuva, having the shalyad on before the shalrosh. So then I would have to pass over the principle of ein ma'avir and ala mitzvos and put the tefillin down. But in general, that's Rashi. That's the principle of ein ma'avir ala mitzvos, which again comes up very often. That's the same lashon as ein ma'avir and ala ochlim. Do not pass by ochlim. Pick it up. Pick up food. There's halacha of not leaving food on the street. Tosfos on top. Also, pirish eino rashoi la'avar me'alehen. What is not allowed to pass by the food on the street? Kid the pirish Rashi. Ela tzarech lahagbiyad. But you have to lift it up. And Tosfos here quotes the other day. Aval ein lefarish. Don't say that ein ma'avir and me. Let's just finish explaining the Gemara based on Rashi and Tosfos. Therefore, there's no issue of maybe it got trampled because people picked it up. We're assuming that he says somebody sees bread on the street, that he picked it up, and therefore it's not an asui lidares. And that's why it's good, it's a good simon according to Rabba. But then Tosfos says, "Avol ein lefarish de'ein mavir in haynu de'ein darsan alayin." There's an iser to trample on food. That's what it means. You don't have to pick it up. It just means you can't step on it. Ein ma'avir, don't go over and trample ochlin. Says Tosfos, I don't think that's what it means, because there's a Gemara in Erevin that discusses this, and it seems like from there that you have to pick it up. And also, from the next line of the Gemara, it also sounds like Rashi and Tosfos is Deah. But that's the, actually it affects what the Deah is. The Meiri here says, quotes that other Deah. Sorry, I think I just said the opposite. The Meiri says the next line of the Gemara sounds against Rashi and Tosfos. Right, he quotes, Kfar yadata, shahar bechashu chachamim lebizi ochlin, v'chulu, yeshapirshu ein mafsin aleim, v'chol shakein shei darsan aleim, v'yeshapirshu, that just don't step on them, elashem is salkin osam yisham, milashen neymar v'in ala mitzvahs, v'ein sug yizum ochachas kein. I don't think the Gemara sounds like Rashi and Tosfos, because the next line of the Gemara, which is going to ask from Goyim, which is going to ask from Kshafim, as we'll see, Be'er Hashem, in a minute. I guess let's finish the line, and then we'll see where this comes up in the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Gemara Ikar Nachrim. So fine, Jews would pick it up. What about Goyim? Vigal Goyim, so it could be trampled from Goyim. Answer, Nachashim Chayshi L'Kshafim. No, they're also not going to pick it up. They're also not going to step on it. That's what the Meiri says. This fits in. They're not going to step on it because they're worried about this some type of magical spell on why is this piece of bread on the floor. So the Meiri says that sounds like my pshat. According to Rashi and Tosfos, how do you read the Lashon? Chayshi L'Kshafim, and therefore what? They're going to pick it up? Right, so it's a little more difficult. Either way, this is the 2 days in Ma'avirin. V'ika behem of a klavim. What about animals? Right, animals, they're not going to be worried about kshafim or want to fulfill the mitzvah. Ba'asroj lo shlichi behem of a klavim. Okay, it has to be in a place where there aren't too many dogs walking around. If there would be a lot of dogs or animals, then it would be a simin ha'asili dares, and therefore it would not be a good simin according to Rabba. Tosfos asks here in the middle of Tosfos v'ha'ika. What was the possibility of Ha'ika Nachrim? And what was that question? And therefore, maybe it's not a good simon, and therefore you're allowed to keep it? Let's get back to the comment that we made a couple of minutes ago. Tosfos asked in the middle, Adaraba, why don't you say, okay, there are a couple of Goyim, but maybe there are many Jews, and therefore it is a good simon, and therefore you have to be Machris, right? Savik Lachumra. Adaraba, Nechus L'Rov Yisrael, Sharoin Akikar V'yagbihu, V'nechus L'Chumra L'chaiva Achraza. And Tosfos, why aren't we choshish l'chumra? It's a suffik hashava saveda, suffik that rises l'chumra. So the Ritva gives two answers to this question of Tosfos. Important answers. The Ritva says, kashali kiven to goyim miutan inu. Pasha, we're talking about a Jewish neighborhood, right? That's what the Gemara is talking about in Bavel. Kiven to goyim miutan inu lemiuta lo chashinon umishum ha lo miyashi baylim misimet shalahem. The Bailam aren't going to be give up just because there's a meat of Goyim, are they? Right, it's Rov Yisrael. So by Rov Yisrael, we'll say Eim Avir and Alamitzvos. Says the Gemara V'yesh Lomar. Two answers, says the Ritva. D'drisa d'havi memela, kivan da'azli Goyim hasam, v'darsi l'fi tumam, kachu miyit karov. Says the Ritva, what are you talking about here? We're talking about like a taroves. There's Rove, there's Miut. How do you figure out? Oh, there's a piece of meat you found. You don't know which butcher shop it came from. Majority, is it kosher, not kosher? We're talking about people walking in the street and trampling on food. So even if there's 10% of people that trample on it, so there's 10% of the people that are Goyim. Okay, but they might have walked on here. There's a good chance the Miut people also walk on down the street. So we're talking about what's in the mindset of the Bailim in terms of the Simon. So even if there's only 20% of the people that are Goyim in this town, there's a good chance that they walked on this Simon, and they walked on this Kikar, and they didn't pick it up. So the Ritva says in this application, Miyat and Rov wouldn't make a difference. This Lashon is, Kachua Miyat Karov. Wouldn't make a difference, number one. And then he quotes, V'rabosai Zal, my Rebbeim, said the following. V'rabosai zal tirchu, dahacha ha'ikumiyat Yisrael, shema'avir na'lochon lefitumam. You're right. The Gemara is saying maybe there's a rove of Jews, but there's also a myriad of Jews that don't follow this halacha. Avein ma'avir na'lamitzvahs. What, every Jew knows this? Every Jew follows this. Ha'ikumiyat Yisrael shema'avir na'lochon lefitumam. V'smoch mi'uta di Yisrael, l'mi'uta de gayim, o de behema v'klavim, v'havali palga u'palga. V'gam zeh nachon. Says the Ritva, it could be a couple of Jews also don't follow this halacha. And therefore you put that with the meat of Gayim or with the meat of animals, and therefore you wouldn't have to rely on the Rov Yisrael, and it wouldn't be called a Safek Hashavas Aveda Le Chumra. This is quoted on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. The idea of the food item, but not in the Shulchan Aruch. Right? If you see, there's no letter on the side. Right? The Ein Mishpat doesn't tell us where this might come up. But there's one siman in the Shulchan Aruch about Bizui Ochlin. Kuf Ayin Aleph. In Dvarim HaNoagim Besud, in Arachayim. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses that you're allowed to use bread for items that are not make the bread disgusting in any way. So it goes through Os Adam Shracha B'Pas. There are a couple of Gemaras about this. Ein Zarkim Pas. That's supposed to throw bread. Different minhagim about Friday night. Sfaradim Ashkenazim, what do you do with bread? What's minhag of avelus? Right, but put it in the basket, throw it. So, some dafka have the minhag of throwing. But the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein zarkan apas, not to throw bread. Mishum bizoyon ochlin. Ukshen sheim zarkan as apas, kachin zarkan ochlin, hanim asim aydeh zrika. Shouldn't throw anything, that becomes disgusting. That's the Shulchan Aruch quotes. I mean, the Mishabura quotes in the Mefarshim on the bottom, why bread, the pascha shiva tvei mishar ochlin, right, that bread you have to be even more careful about because that's known as the staple. Either way, the Shulchan Aruch does not quote our Gemara. The Magen Avraham quotes our Gemara. The Magen Avraham says, ukisharoen ochlin munachim ala aretz, aser lelechu lahanichan, ala tzorach lagbiyam, im lo b'malkam diikil amechash l'kshafim. If you're not worried about kshafim, so you gotta pick it up. Got to pick up the bread. That is what the Mishnah Brura quotes from the Magen Avraham. That is that's our Gemara. The question is just 2 points. The Piskei Tshuvos discusses is a lot of halachas and Gemaras that come all together here. There's really two issues in this sugya. There's one called Hefsid Ochlin and there's one called Bizui Ochlin. Right, two ideas. Says the Piskei Tshuvos. Nimsa, just to summarize, after he quotes a lot of the Gemaras and the Rambams. Nimsa sheisur zed dibizayin ochlin kol oshneo ofanei iser. Hefzid ochlin hainu kol ochel haro'i lamachal adam. Ein lafzido bimachal adam. Afilu mafzido derach kavod. Volo derach bizayon. I'm not going to do something disgusting. I'm just going to put it in a plastic bag and deposit it in the garbage. Is that mivazit? Well, nobody's going to eat it. Right, that's food. That's related to the Isra Daraisa Baltashkas. Mikal Makom, Etzem Dover, Shalokeach Machal Adam, Umafsido Meachilas Adam Yeshbo, Mishum Bizui Ubiita Betova. Hashem gives me something, right? We know people who went through the war who can't imagine a parcel of bread going to waste and they'll eat anything. So that's Hefsid Ochlin. But then there's Bizui. That's being Mavat. That's throwing it. That's acting inappropriately with it. Lizra glapsed Ochlin, Derek Bizayon, Apof and Shahuto lapsed Ochlin. Even in cases where it's Musr to be Mafsid. I don't know, in the days of old, they used to throw barley at weddings, right? And rice and other things. Ein Lazo Zerk Derek Bizayon, Ella Derek Kavot. There's two issues. Right? Nafkamina might be, what if something is Asr Bahana already? You have a food that's Asr Bahana. Does this halacha apply? Bizui Ochlin versus, you're not being mafsid, it's already hufsad. But you still might not be able to be mavazit. Rav Zilberstein quotes in Chashukei Chemed that one time he was walking on the street with his father-in-law, Rav Yashiv, and they saw a piece of bread on the road, on the street. And Rav Zilberstein said, I bent down to pick it up. And my father-in-law said, ah! He says, what? It's a Gemara. So he said, no, kayom me'achar v'anashim lo'ochle m'mashor shalach b'rachov. Nobody's going to eat that. Nobody's going to eat a piece of bread that's found on the street. Michshash l'zihamu m'machlos. People think that they're going to get sick and germs. M'kein pazu lo ru'uy l'machal adam. Ve'ein ze b'chlau, ein ma'vir m'lo'ochlen. Meaning it's already lost. And you're not being mevazit by passing over it. So that's Rav Yashar Paskin in this regard. Okay, Eim Avir Nal Ochlin, relating to our issue of finding bread on the street and whether you have to, people going to trample it, be worried about kshafim v'chulu. Lema Kitanoi. Let's continue now. Lema Kitanoi. Let's say that this is a machlokes tanoim. So usually Lema Kitanoi is where we're going to prove one day, we're going to prove one of the tanoim against the other. Against the other Tana. This Lema Kitanoi, the Shimon Kubetzes points out, is not a common usage. We're going to try to just parallel. Sometimes we say Lema Kitanoi, Hani Tanoi, Kahani Tanoi. We parallel the Machlokas Tanoim to other Tanoim. But here it's Machlokas Amorim, between Rabba and Rava, and we're going to try to say that it lines up as a Machlokas. Hai Lishno Lodog Shapir, to Lo Shayach Lamemra Lema Kitanoi, Ela Amemra Da Amora. Avalhecha de Pligi Amorai, Lo Shayach Lamemra, Ela Lema Pligi Biplukta De Tanoi. Hilgach ikalefrushe da akol chada me'amoroi kamar le'meketanoi. Okay, so he's pointing out that it's a little unusual lashon of Lema Katanai. But either way, we're going to relate this to a Machlokas Tanon. We're going to have the same Gemara repeated twice. 15 lines repeated twice, as we'll see. First version, Lema Katanai, our Mishnah. The end of our Mishnah, if you remember, had a day of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, called Davar Sheish Bo Shinui Chayav Lahachriz, any item that has something unusual about it, so you have to be Machriz, you have to announce. So Ketzad, for example, Matzah Igul B'tocho Cheres, I find a fig cake, and inside there is a cheres, a piece of shard. B'soch Kikar B'soch Amos, I find a cookie, a donut, and inside there's money in the middle. So in that case, that's something unusual. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't keep that. You have to be machris that. Michlal, but the Tanakhama didn't say a word about that. So we assume the Tanakhama argues. Michlal, the Tanakhama, Savar Harei L'Shalo. So we assume the Tanakhama would say, even in these unusual cases, you could keep it. So what's that machlokas about? So we'll see there are three or four different ways that there might be a machlokas, but one of them is maybe, it's about Simen HaSuli Dares. Savru, Dekuli Alma, Simen HaBamei Elavavi Simen. So number one, maybe everybody agrees that a simen that could have happened by itself, the money could have wedged its way inside the donut by itself. Doesn't mean that somebody had to do that, right? Or the piece of cheres might have gotten inside by itself. So let's assume, says the Gemara, that everybody agrees. If a simen could have happened by itself, it doesn't matter. It's still a good simen. We assume somebody put it in there. U'ma'avirin ala ochlin. And maybe it's a situation where people would be ma'aver in Oakland. They wouldn't pick it up. So my love, the simen asuli daris kamiflagesa, maybe isn't our issue here. It's a simen that could be fall out again, and people could trample on it and step on it. So maybe that's the machlokas here. Mar savar lo avi simen. The Tanakhama holds it's not a good simen, so you could keep it. Umar savar avi simen. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can. You have to be machris because it is a simen. So isn't that what they're arguing about? So Amar of Zvid Mishmei de Rava. Rav Zvid says the name of Rava. No. Is Halgadayda Tukasavar Tanakama Simen Asuli Daris Lo Avi Simen Uma Aviren Ala Ochlin. If you really hold, says Rava. Remember, Rava held that Simen Asuli Daris is a good simen. So if you say that the Tanakama holds Lo Havi Simen Uma Aviren Ala Ochlin and people trample on Ochlin or pass by Ochlin, Kikaro Shabalabayas versus Rava, my Machris. So the other part of the Tanakama sheet of the Mishnah, the Kikaros of the Balabayas in the street. So why do you have to be machris? But Balabayas, remember we said, are unique forms. So you always have to be machris, even in the street. So why would you have to be machris? If you say, Simen HaSuli Dares is not a Simen and Ma'avir and Ala Ochlin. So Elamar HaSuli Mishay the Rava, right, Rava would say, no, that sheet is not against me. Tekuli Alma Savri Simen HaSuli Dares Havi Simen. Everybody agrees to me. Uma'avir and Ala Ochlin. And people pass by Ochlin or step on Ochlin. V'acha b'simen abo me'elov kamiflagi. That's the machlokas. Whether a simen that could have gotten in by itself, do we have to assume that maybe somebody put it in there? Tanakama samar simen abo me'elov lo avi simen, and therefore you could keep it. Rabbi Yehuda samar avi simen. Right? The Tanakama would say, no, that a simen by definition means it's an identifying feature that we assume is a raya that this is the owner. But if it's something that might have gotten in there by itself, that undermines the definition of a simen. Right, we'll get to later on, simonim mufhakim. We're not talking about simonim mufhakim. Right, but, and therefore, actually maybe here too, maybe Habama Elov would even be by a simon mufhak. Right, we'll have to see, but that's what the machlokas is about. V'rabba amar, and Rabba would say, a third idea, the Gemara says, maybe they're arguing about simon asuli dares, and Rabba would say, no, they're arguing about a simon Habama Elov. V'rabba amar, l'cha, t'kuli ava simon asuli dares, lo avi simon, v'ein ma'avir na la'ochlin. You would also say that Tanakama Sarva Lavi Simon, Rabbi Yehuda Sarva Havi Simon. Fine. Ika da Amre, same Gemara, different version. So, but it's just a different stages. What came first? Savru de Koli Alma Simon Abameilov, Havi Simon. Visimon Azilidares, Lavi Simon. My lav, Bimavir and Alokli Kamifagi. Maybe they're arguing about that principle. As the 2 days that we had earlier, what that means. The Mar Savar Ma'avirin, Mar Savar Ein Ma'avirin. Maybe they're arguing about the issue of Ma'avirin Al Ha'ochlin. Again, not that what the halacha is, but maybe what people do. Are people makbid about this? That's the question. Maybe that's part of why it's not in Shulchan Aruch, because there's a possibility that we don't even paskin like it, right? So Amar Azvin Mishpei the Rava again. Isagadai Doctor Savar Tanakama Simen Asili Daris Lo Avi Simen Ma'avir Ala Ochlin. If you say that Tanakama holds that it's not a simen and people pass by, then why would you have to announce Kikar Shabalabayis Berushas Arab My Machers? Ela Amar Azvin Mishpei the Rava to Kuli Alma Savri Simen Asili Daris Havi Simen Uma Avirin Ala Ochlin. everybody would say that. So why here would you have to announce V'hacha b'simin ha-bameilav kamiflagi Tanakama savar simin ha-bameilav lo avi simin Rebuta savar havi simin. Same thing that we said earlier. And finally, the last line, V'rabba amalacha t'kuli amasimin ha-sili darais lo avi simin V'ein ma'vir na lo'ochlin. And therefore, you should be able to keep it. V'hacha, according to the simin ha-sili darais. V'hacha b'simin ha-bameilav kamiflagi Tanakama savar simin ha-bameilav lo avi simin Rebuta savar havi simin. Okay, different dayas about what the machlokas is about. What do we see at the last 15 lines? The machlokas of the Mishnah might be about Simen Abba Me'elav. It might be about Simen Hasuli Dares. It might be about Mavir Nala Ochlin. Any of those three possibilities are possible. Vaiter Amr Azvid Mishbe Derava. Says Rava the following major statement. Klala da Avidza. The Klal of Aveda. Kivan to Amar Vaila L'chisaron Kis Miyayish Le Mine. Once a person says, whoa, oh, I can't believe I lost that. Vaila L'chisaron Kis, once a person expresses that, that's Yeyush. And that's when a person does not have to return the item anymore, you can keep it. Again, Kivan to Amar Vaila L'chisaron Kis, woe to me that I lost the item, that itself is a form of Yeyush. And then a person can keep it after that. Says the Rashba, you always have to say that? What if a person didn't say a word? You have to have an amira by Yeyush? Says the Rashba, no. Says the Rashba, b'tkala davidta, kol hecha damar vayla l'chizaron miyayish, b'davar sheyesh bo simen. A davar sheyesh bo simen has a higher standard. That requires an amira. Ava b'davar sheyein bo simen, lo b'ayad d'amar, elakiva d'mishamesh v'lo matza, have a Yeyush. Right when he checks his pockets, he doesn't see it. He knows he lost money. Money doesn't have a simen. And therefore, the amir is only by a davar sheish bo simen or ein bo simen. There is an unbelievable diyuk that Rav Gusman has. And with this, we'll be able to talk about something that we referred to the past couple of days, but we never really spoke about it per se. Why does the Gemara say here, klala da avidta? Shouldn't it be klala da yeyush? What do you mean the klal of aveda? The klal of hashavas aveda? The klal of yeyush. The Gemara should say, what's yeyush? Well, you say vayla l'chisaron kis. Why does it say klala da avidta and not klala da yeyush? So there is a major machlokas. We've already had yesterday and 2 days ago the sugya of yeyush shalom midas. That's the second stage. But what about yeyush itself? The whole basis of harelu shalo is that a person had yeyush because it doesn't have a simin, because it's, you know, it's in a place where it would have gotten trampled. So what is yeyush halachically? Right, Tosfos says in Baba Kama, in Meruba, Yeyush is not Hefker. We noted at the beginning of the Perek, on Daf Chaf Aleph, could be that Rashi puts Yeyush with Hefker. Because the first two Rashis in the Perek, Rashi says Hefker. So Rashi seems to be connecting Yeyush to Hefker. But Rove assumed that there is some difference between them. Like we quoted that Gemara at the end of Baba Kama, where Rav Kahana, I think, let go of his donkey to go feed the lion, and the lion didn't eat it, so he took it back, which he didn't have to take it back, Maker Adin, because it was automatically his again. Was he mafkarit? No, he was miayish. Right? So if he is miayish, maybe it didn't leave his rishus yet. So rov achronim, not rov, many achronim, the ksos and the nesivas both say, what is yeyush? Yeyush means it's still in my rishus. It's just that you're allowed to take it. That's what yeyush is. I allow you to take it. Not I allow you, I might not want to, but that's what yeyush is. It's a heter to take it. That's the ksos and the nesivas. But other achronim have other formulations. And right here, Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Gusman both have the same formulation. Other achronim also. Rav Gusman picks up on it from this line here. Yeyush is, to put it in a word, is hashlamas shem avud. An item is semi-lost once it's out of my rishus. The second I give up hope from getting it back, that is mashlam. Now it is completely lost, and therefore you're allowed to take it. So ironically, the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is only when it's not really an Aveda. Hashavas semi Aveda. But once it's a complete Aveda, there's no longer a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. That's what Yeyush does. Yeyush is really a mechanism that completes the shame avud. Once it's lost, so then it's done. Says Rav Gusman in his piece in the Kudshei Shirim on Yeyush, L'cheinira, de Yeyush mikri makpid, kivan davi balkarcho, v'en kavanas ha-Torah, de Yeyush hu amatir. It's not that Yeyush itself is matir. Ela Yeyush eino ela simin u madrega ba'aveda. Da aveda shehi avuda kolkach, It's so lost. Acha baila mesiashim imena ba'aveda kazu hitira tera l'chal motza l'zakuspa. Aval ein la yeshum shaychus l'haheter. Rak l'hodia lanu matzava aveda akami netshav avuda min ha'olam. It's a sheer in how lost this item is. The guy, the owner, already gave up hope. Wow, it's really lost. V'ilu yitzuyar, if you have an aveda that's totally lost, there's ashlam shleim oven without yeush, so then it would be, there would not be a mitzvah even without yeush. For example, zuto shalyam, where the case where it washes up, it falls off the boat in the ocean, and it's flailing around in the water. The guy's screaming, I didn't give up hope, I didn't give up hope. Doesn't matter. That's the pasuk. The pasuk says that that's automatic, there's no mitzvah, arelu shalo. Why? Because that's already Ashlam Shleim Avod. That takes the place of Yeush. Where do you see that from? He says, Umeduyak Ma'od, Lashana Gemara Lakaman Chav Gimel. Right? Klala Da Avedita. The Klal and Aveda is once you have Yeush, that's it. Right? Why is that a Klal and Aveda? That's the point. Hashlam Hashem Avod. Once the person has Yeush, then it's a Din and Aveda, it's totally lost, and therefore, One can keep it, right? And the Sezer of Gusman and Rav Soloveitchik, they both use this to explain the Ramban. We're going to have the Ramban in a couple of days. The Ramban says that you can't have Yeush on a Davar Sheber Shuscha. What if there's something under my bed and I've lost it for a month? I looked all over, I can't find it. And finally I say, okay, forget it, I have Yeush. So the Ramban says that Yeush doesn't work. You can't have Yeush on Davar Sheber Shuscha. It's under your bed. You can't have Yeush on something in your Rishus. Why not? So according to the Ksos of the Nesivis, according if you say it's a heter to take it, so what would be the problem? Why can't you have Yeush on a Davashim Rishuscha? But if you say it's Hashlam Hashleim Avod, something can't be Avod if it's in your Rishus. And that's why that this approach could help out with understanding that Ramban. And there are many other rayas to this, but we'll leave it for now. But that was the diuk that Rav Gusman made in the Gemara here, Klala da Avidita, and not just Klala de Yeush. Fine. Amar Razvid Mishpeh the Rava. Finally, on the bottom, Razvid says in the name of Rava, Hilchasa, Krichos Bereshus Arabim Harelu Shalo, Bereshus HaYachid, Krichos, the bundles in the street you could keep, Bereshus HaYachid, meaning, Simon Asuli Dares is Lo Have Simon. The Tosfos Rid points out it's a little unusual that Rava is Paskin saying, Hilchasa, like me. Usually you have a later Amora talking about an earlier source. So, as the Tosfos Rid points out, maybe it just means that Hilchasa, either he changes the Girsa to Rabbi Shmeder of Papa, or he says, Kashali, Shalo Yimsa Kazeb Talmud, Shifso Ka'amora, Halacha Kidvarav, Venirali Dachi Arsin, an Amr of Zid Bilachud, Inamir Zid Mishmeder of Papa. But if you look in the Miuchas Laritva, V'Ef, she points out in the footnote, V'Efshar, tied to Pasak Hilchasa Mishim Shehodu Lidvarav Besa Medrash, Hilcha Pasak Kidvarav. Hilchasa, because eventually there was no machlokas. Everybody agreed to his shita. Okay, either way, it's an unusual lashon. Bereshus hayachid, iderach nefila, if you found the bereshus hayachid, if it looks like it fell from somewhere, harei l'shalo, iderach hanacha, no to l'machras. If it looks like it was put down, you have to announce, v'zeh v'zeh b'davar, she'ein bo simen. Ava b'davar, she'yesh bo simen, lo shtar bereshus harabim, lo shtar bereshus hayachid, v'derach nefila, v'derach hanacha, chayav l'hachris. So the Gemara ends up saying, like Rava, that simen asu lidares, have simen. Right, that's the maskana in the end here. Okay, Vayter, says the Gemara. Umachroza shodogim, next line of the Mishnah. If somebody finds a whole bunch of fish on a rope together, so that you could keep, because everybody does that, everybody has the same type of fish lines. Amai, levi kesher simin, but why don't you say that how they were tied together is a simin? Simon, right? They all tied together in a unique way? No. Bekatu de Saida, you found them in a way that all fishermen tie them. Tekuliyama haki mekatri, you're right if it was an unusual tie, but this wasn't. Valavi minyan simon, what about the minyan? The number of fish together, isn't that a simon? Beminyana de Shavin, no, it's a case where everybody puts the same amount of fish on the line. Boy, mine name Erev Sheshes. Minyan avi simon ola avi simon. But what if minyan was unique? What if it was a unique number? Is minyan a simon or not? Amalu Rav Sheshes Tani Tua. Didn't we learn it in Ebraisa? Matza kli chazav kli nechoshes gisteron shel eiver v'chol kli matchos. If somebody finds a bunch of kalim, metal kalim, hare ze lo yachzir achi itin os, you don't return it until the person gives you a sign, o achi yachavi mishkal osav, or he tells you the weight. tells you the weight. Many kalim had a certain weight in those days. So if he tells you the weight, that's good enough. Omid mishkal avisimin, midu minyanami avisimin. And if mishkal is a simin, if weight is a simin, so we assume measurement and number is also a simin. The Rishonim here discuss a Gemara. This Gemara here says that minyan is a simin, and the Gemara in Yevamis discusses a case where I'm watching your item and then I deny it. So the Gemara says, even if you say, oh, there are five things I left in that chest I gave you to watch, that's not a good. Maybe it was a good guess. So how could the Gemara in Yevama say it was a good guess, while our Gemara says, minyan havi simin? So the Gemara that we showed him try to figure out how to put the two Gemaras together. You know, maybe there's a one of the Gemaras has to have a reyesa of some kind. The Rishonim don't really discuss it here. It's more discussed there in Yevamis on Kuf Tes Vav. Some say that it was given, right? So if you know it was given and you know the spot, so and you see the size of the box, then it's a good chance. Here you don't know anything. So therefore, if you say a minyan, so we're going to trust you more. And there are other differences that come up. Okay, Chaticho Shel Basar, says the Gemara. Chaticho Shel Basar Amai. Why, again, if you find a piece of meat, are you allowed to keep it? Levi Mishkala Simen. Let's say the weight is a simen. So Gemara answers, but Mishkala Deshavin. Right, maybe it's a weight that everybody has, you know, a 3-pound piece of whatever. Everybody has the same amount of slices of meat. V'tevi Chaticha Gufa Simen. So what about how it's cut? Right, every butcher cuts their meat differently, right? Or cuts different parts of the animal. O de dafko de atma. Right, we'll get to different ways of cutting in a second. But maybe it should be a simen, you know, the neck of the animal, the thigh of the animal. Maybe that should be a simen. Milo Tanya, didn't we learn in a braisa? Matzah chatichas dagim v'dagna shuch chayav lahachriz. If somebody finds cut fish or a dagna shuch, we'll see what that means. Beth Hashem chayav lahachriz, right, that you have to be machriz there. Chavi oshol yayin v'shol shemen v'shol tfuah v'shol gogris v'shol zesim. Barrels of all of these items, wine or oil or tfuah, chayav l'shalo, you're allowed to keep. So why, in the Reisha of the Brisa, it says pieces of fish, chatichos dagim, you have to be machris. Piece of fish, why would you be machris there? It must be that there's a special cut. So the special cut, you know, a special part of the fish. The head, right, the rosh of the fish, rosh hadag, not the zanav. So isn't that a raya? So where it says, no, that's not talking about a specific part of the fish, that's talking about a specific cut. It was cut in a unique way. Kihad Rabba Baravuna, like Rabba Baravuna, machtechlea tlasa karnasa. He used to cut his meat in a specific way. Tlasa karnasa? Triangular. He used to cut his pieces in triangular pieces. Why would he do that? So machlokas we showing him here. Rashi says, kishaya sholeach basar leishto biyad nachri. Basar shenis ali min ha'ayim. Right, the halacha in Maseches Chulin, that if meat is somehow not under the jurisdiction, not in the purview of a Jew, that's basar shenis ali min ha'ayin. Therefore, there could be problems there. That's why one of the reasons why, let's say, a hashgacha in a fleishik restaurant is more serious than in a milchik restaurant because of this halacha. One of the reasons. Basar shenis ali min ha'ayin. That's why mashgiach tamidi is more common in a fleishik restaurant. So machtech le'atlasa kanasa, because he did that, because if he used to say it, send it through a guy, he wanted to make sure that the meat wasn't switched. Basar shenis ali min ha'ayin. Other rishonim say no, if he wanted to make sure that he wanted this piece of meat and his family, so he wanted to cut in a certain way, so make sure that his servants didn't switch it. Dekanami, how do you know that this brisa means cut in an unusual way? Diktani, because dumia de dagnashuch shvamina, it says dagnashuch, a fish that was like a bite was taken out of it. Right, that's a simen in the way that it was cut. So too, that must be what was spoken about here. Good. Omar mar. The Brisa brought up all of these barrels. All of these barrels of oil and tfua, so you could keep them. But doesn't it say later on that you have to be machriz by kadayayin and kadishemen? Answers the Gemara, Amr Ibzera, and then that's the next Mishnah on Tavach Chafayim and Alf. Amr Ibzera, Amr Rav, Mastisa Barashum. The Mishnah that says later on that you have to be machriz, that's on the case of Rashum. What's Rashum? So, Tosa says, Rashum, that there's a certain mark on the barrel. Tosas, little Tosas, Barashim. Shekal Balabais, Ose Rishimaso, Mishuna Mishal Chavero. Everyone puts their own mark on. And that's why, that's what Rashim is. Rashi has different shot. Rashi means that they were resealed. That they brought the barrels at a certain season, and then they had to close them up again after they were tested. So whenever they were closed up again, they were resealed, they were identifiable, but whose they were, because it wasn't in the original packaging. So that's what Rashi means. Okay, either way, machlokes Rashi tells us what the word Rashi means. So that's what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah says Rashi, and that's why it's identifiable, that's why you have to be machris. Michla de Braisa bipasuach. So let's go with Rashi Pshat, that it was resealed. What? That means that the Braisa that says that you could keep it means it's open barrels? You found an open barrel? Iba basuach aveda midasi. If it's open, it's an aveda midas. And therefore what? Pashas, therefore, what's the chiddush of that is yours? Harei l'shelo? It's an aveda midas. So what's the Braisa telling us? Rashi says, Pshita, to aveda midasi, sheinicha psucha, v'kol shkatsim v'ramasim, v'dachashim shosen imena. Right, all the insects and snakes, you found an open barrel, of course you're allowed to keep that. Remember the Rambam, we mentioned 2 days ago. The Rambam's difficult shita, that there are many gemaras, that the achrodim try to figure out. The Rambam says, remember in Hilchos Gzeilin, aveda midas means, there's no mitzvah of hashavas aveda, but not that you're allowed to take it. That was the chiddush of the Rambam in Hilchos Gzeila. We'll review that again and again throughout the parak. But we mentioned that 2 days ago, right? All the achronim, there are a couple of gemaras that sound like against that Rambam, sound like you're allowed to keep it. This being one of them. It's an aveda midas. So what does the Mishnah say? What does the Braisa say? Harelu shalo. So what does the Rambam mean? It's still usher to take. Okay, but either way, so if it's pasuach, what's the chiddush of the Braisa? Amar avoshia bimetziv. What does meitziv mean? It means that you put the top back on, going with Rashi's shot, but you didn't seal it totally. It is covered. It's covered, but it's not totally, totally covered. So it's not an aveda midas. Abaya Omar, or afilu teima idividi barashim. Maybe even the Braisa is talking about rashim, which means the cover is on. Velo kasha, kan kodem shitchu otsaros, kan la'acha shitchu otsaros. Is it the market season? Is it busy season? Niftchu otsaros, the storehouses are open, there's a zillion barrels all over the place. So it's much harder. It's not a simon if there are tons of barrels. Only if it's beforehand, so there aren't so many barrels here, that's when it makes a difference. Kiha, the Rav Yaakov Bar Abba, Ashka Chavita Dechamra, Lacha Zitchu Otsaros, like Rav Yaakov Bar Abba found a barrel after the Otsaros war opened. Aslakamid Abaya, Amalei Zil Shkola Nafshach, you can take it, because that is not a simon right now. Rav Yaakov Bar Abba, right, third day of Sukkot is the Yushbizin of Yaakov Avinu. But either way, we like to point out that Yaakov is found in the Gemara and Yitzchak is found in the Gemara in the Mishnayos. But Avraham is not. Right? Avraham is not one of those names. It's a mystery. It's the certain names that are not found throughout Shas and Mishnayos. Avraham, David, Moshe, right? We had an Aaron at the end of Baba Kama, if you remember. But not too common of the names, even though right afterwards the Gaonim already have them. There are Moshes in the Gaonim. And all the Rishonim are named Moshe. Not all, but many. Okay. Boy mine, Rabibi Meir of Nachman. Makom avi simon or avi simon. Is makom a simon or not? That we just mentioned up above. Mida and Mishkal and Minyan. Now what about makom? So we already spoke about this Rab and Rava earlier. So Amar Lei Tani Tua. Right, these barrels you'll have to keep. But one minute, if Makom is a good simon, you should have to announce. No, you found them on the river edge. What's the case? Where a boat came into the river, you took 1,000 barrels off, you put it on the shore, everybody takes whatever barrels are there, so some of them got left there. So you have no idea whose they are. So that's why it's not a good simon. Amar Rav Mari, my time, Amar Rabbanan Raksa Denara Lo Avi Simon. Why do the Rabbanan say that? Because we say to him, Kihecha Disrami Lididach, just like you might have forgotten some barrels, Isrami Nami Lechavrach. So your friend might have forgotten some barrels. Ika Damri, or similar, Amar Rav Mari, my time, Amar Rabbanan Makam Lo Avi Simon. Why do the Rabbanan say it's not a good simon? Damri Nalei, Kihecha Disrami Lididach, Hai Makom. Just like, this Makom, you happen to leave barrels here. Isrami Nami Lechavrach, Hai Makom. So you happen to leave barrels here? A little different Lashon, but either way, it means Lamaisa, there is no difference between you and others. Period. Ho Gavra da Ashkach Kufra be Matzarta. There was a man who found a bunch of tar by the olive press. Asalakami de Rav. He said, go take it. Right? There's not, it's a Davar Sheim Bo Simen, so you can take it. he saw that he was machasim. What does machasim mean? He was a little hesitant with the heter. Right, the rabbi gave him the heter. He's like, really? I'm allowed to take it? He wasn't sure whether he could take it. Right, Rashi says from the Lashon of Lo Sachsom Shor B'disho. He was being muzzled. Megamgam B'damar B'libo Nokfo. He was a little nervous about it. Amarleis, he says to him, you're so nervous? Zil plogli l'chi brimine. You know, it's split it with my son. I'm so sure of it. Just give my son some of it. Right? Meaning it's just take it. Tarbashembo Simon. So Lema Kasava Rab Makam Lavi Simon. So shall we say, it was right next to the olive press. So should we say that means that Rab holds that Makam is not a good Simon? Amrabiyaba, Mishum Yeish Bailam Naguba. No, the issue is Yeish Bailam. Why? The Chazat, the Kadri Bechalfi. He saw that there were long reeds that were growing around it, so it was obviously there for a long time. And once it was there for a long time, so then that's why he's allowed to keep it. 2 points. Says that Nagos Ashri right here. It sounds like it's not Mefurish. The Gemara is talking about tar, right? So tar is the Davar She'ein Bo Simen. But says that Nagos Ashri right here. I think according to this Gemara, if you know it's been there for a long time, even a Davar She'yesh Bo Simen, you'd be able to take. Because you could assume there was Yeush, because it's been here. If there's a Raya that has been here for a long time, that's what Nagos Ashri said, and that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Choshe Mishpah and Reis Lamech Beis says Sifhei that if it's a Davar Sheyish Bo, even if it's Davar Sheyish Bo Simen, if it's clear that it's been there for a very long time, then you are allowed to keep it. And the Gra says, look in Bab Mitzia Chav Gimel Nagos Ashri. The Shevet Alevi Rav Vosner has a tshuva in Chelek Tes. Simon Shinches, classic, right? 5 years there's been a sefer sitting in the shul with somebody's name in it, right? How long does a shul have to keep these people's svarim? Right? The person didn't come, it's been years. It's been here for years, I know it's been. Or a coat, the coat room coat, right? It's been there for, how long? And there's a name in it. And you, whatever, the name is somebody who lives out of town and he was here for a Shalom Zachar and he left his coat here and... So Rosner says, you could assume, like this goes Ashri. Put up signs, try to be mefarsim. He said in the shul and in the mikvah, put up signs, right, for half a year or for a year. And after that, it's been there for a long time. Can we rely on this goes Ashri? It becomes shalah beis haknesses. Put a stamp in. Put a stamp in if it's been there for a long time. That's what he talks about, the svarim and he talks about the svarim. He says, "Darki lahoroshi yifarsimu b'vati midrashimu mikva ki agav neshli achziku b'chefsam rak archasi shana oshana." And announce. You don't even have to announce. Let's say you don't know who this guy is. Announce all around the shul. Put signs up. Anything left in the shul for 6 months or for a year becomes property of the shul, or the shul is allowed to sell it and take the money, whatever it is. And once they do that, right, yeshivas also. Sometimes in yeshivas, there's somebody who learned in this yeshiva 5 years ago. Well, yeah, does the yeshiva have to ship this to the other person? No. After a while, it becomes shela yeshiva or shela beis hamedrash. Number one. The other point to mention here is two other points to mention as we finish up. Number one, why did he say give it to his son? I'm so sure of this halacha, you can share it with my son. Why did he say share it with me? So Rabbi Yaakov Enden right in the back says, no, because we know the Gemara is from Yevamis. If there's a Bezdin that Paskins like an Ashish, this is allowed to get remarried, the Dayan can't marry her. Right? You have to be above and beyond any chshad. Right? You can't, oh yeah, it's mutter, yeah, give me some. You know, that's not appropriate. Right? Right here, Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Ha'aris on the, Laharchik min ha-ki'ur, v'yachach u'kechachem sha'asar asa'isha al-baila o sheheyed ba lo yisa'ena, v'chein lo bim mi behema shahore ba'chacham. V'chacham gives a heter. Aval b'no mutter. Right? The son is fine. Mutter. Interesting detail. And finally, the last point that Ritva discusses here, and that is, well, in this case by the olive press, so why wasn't there a kinyan chatzar by the owner of the olive press? Why was this guy allowed to take it? Should be a kinyan chatzar, that whoever the olive press it is. The guy forgot about it. So you have to say, he's talking about an olive press. It was a place, though, a makam she'ena mishtameres, like we had earlier in the Masechta. Right on Dafa, Yud Aleph or so, Yud Beis, right, chatzar she'ena mishtameres, either has to have the person standing there, or has to have dasacharis makne. Right, those were the two choices that we had, but without those, it is a chatzar she'ena mishtameres. The Nemuki Yosef also asked that question, and he says, well, here, it came to the chatzar before Yeush. And before it came to the chatzar, before Yeush, so then also the kinyan chatzar is not going to work. Says the Nemuki Yosef, "Velo yesh lomar dekodem Yeush hayasham, velo adifa chatzera miyado, dekalecha debi isura zeliyadi lo zachi ba la olam." Right, yesh lomidas. right? Just like if it came to your hand before the guy recognized, so do here, and therefore you wouldn't be able to keep it. Okay, we'll have to stop here before we get to tomorrow's daf, where we talk about the three times that a Talmid Chacham is allowed to lie, right, and other exciting inyanim that come up on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.